Brilliance Audio presents The Big Hype by Avery Corman.
For Ed Klaben. 1. At times, I felt like the bear in the penny arcade game who scurried back and forth and spun around when you hit the target. I was a semi-bi-coastal bear going back and forth between the Polo Lounge in Beverly Hills and the Russian Tea Room in New York. I worked as a television script writer, and had written about 40 scripts for television dramas. It was an unending struggle to find interesting projects to work on, so I was constantly in meetings with people, pitching ideas I wanted to write, listening to their proposals. I had won 4 Emmys, and each of those movies for television went on to another life in video cassettes. Several producers referred to me as their quality guy, and without embarrassment actually used that expression in conversation. I was doing well in my work, but like many script writers, I was writing the novel on the side. I also had written some short stories that were published. A 2-month period when I was able to concentrate on the book was coming to an end. I needed a television assignment for money again, so it was time to put on my bear outfit and scuttle for work. My immediate hope was Todd Martin, a producer in from the West Coast. These California producers are so tan and healthy-looking that as a New Yorker sitting opposite them, I thought I looked like a character in a black-and-white movie who had been colorized imperfectly and turned out faintly green. I had worked with Todd Martin before on a worthwhile project about the Wright brothers. He had called, eager to offer me an assignment. So important, he said, that he had to present it to me face-to-face. We met for lunch in the Russian Tea Room, the tanned one and the green one. Martin was a rangy man in his late 30s, 6 feet 2, in a pink cashmere sweater and white slacks.